Trust me, I'm happy to help too.
I follow that one professionally. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pretty silly question, but I don't know the answer, so better ask it. I was reading the little magnet that we have on our refrigerator that says that in the event that there is an evacuation, that we'll hear the beep and it won't stop. Is that correct?
So the county has those tones. The challenge is, and why I don't think you heard it this time, is they evacuated Bruce and they didn't evacuate you. And so they drew a line. And they did the same thing in Kanosh, right? It was 300 south. And they did the same thing in Fillmore. It was 500 south. So it's one thing if we're evacuating everyone in town, you may hear that sound. It's another thing if they're choosing just pieces of town because it's different. I worry about that with flooding. Like, how do we say the south half is flooded but not the north half, or whatever that is? The east half but not the west half. So there is that. I think you're going to hear that if there's some kind of hazardous material thing that comes into town and the cloud vapor goes out. It's a little different if it's just south of town, the cemetery area, subdivision, but not in town. So I think that's why you didn't hear that, because they were really targeting specific areas.
Okay, so for people like myself who are not very technically intelligent, who do Facebook and I don't have a cell phone and all that other stuff, how do we know in the event that there's going to be an emergency to get out?
That is a great question. So on Sunday and Monday,
yeah,
my phone had the most horrible tone going off. Did you guys get that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. And it said evacuation, and it told the addresses to evacuate. And it said, and I'll just use addresses because I don't know Bruce's, but in Kanosh, it was 300 South and South and Turkey Track Lane. They were very specific, and that tone came on, and if you come in and out of the self-coverage area, and the sheriff got so mad, because it was his system, that they've got it figured out and stopped. If you're evacuated, a member of the sheriff's office or sheriff's posse will come knock on your door. Did that happen? If you're evacuated, law enforcement is going to come knock on your door. Okay?
Okay.
Please, in Meadowtown, if Meadowtown's evacuated, please reach out to a couple friends and people and say, we're leaving. Can I help you? Do you need some help? Right now, it's just specific pieces of town. And so they're trying to figure out how to articulate that. The mayors are working with the county sheriff and his staff to figure out what evacuation zones should look like. The ones they have now, they just made it up at 3 o'clock in the morning as the fire was running. And so we've been meeting and drawing on maps. Meadowtown will likely stay in one zone, but there are some outliers that are outside of town that may be affected differently by different catastrophes. So we're working on that. What does that look like? How do we do that? But if you are made to evacuate, they're going to knock on your door. Okay? That's a great question. Thank you. The other place to go, I want to get back to the social media piece, is the sheriff's pages. They're trying to put all kinds of information. Sheriff O'Cam likes to do video. He likes to talk to the people, and you're seeing a ton of those, which is different, right? Welcome to a new sheriff in town, literally. But he's trying to update that. So there's a county government place to help you find that information. What else can I tell you tonight?
Is there going to be state and federal financial aid available?
There
is, yes. We're spending it at June Hill.
It's already happening.
Yep, that's happening, state and federal.
I figured so, but I
yep, and that's what we talked about with the NRCS, with FEMA, with State Department of Emergency Management. We are utilizing some of those. Meadowtown has committed some funds to be reimbursed. Not very much, but we have started down that path to protect our springs and our well. And about $30 worth of plywood, because I thought we were going to be outside in the at the pavilion today. So
is it for sale?
It's got some holes in it. I thought we'd committed some funds to sand, and then it was donated. So, yes, there's state and federal funds available to us. Those are being expended on our behalf already. Anything from the town council?
Yeah, I'll speak up. Gary, let me just say to those that are here tonight, I think that we are incredibly blessed to have the leadership of a mayor who has so many networking opportunities with state and federal people that it's really kept us safe. So, Gary, thank you so much.
You just got yourself another 4 years.
We were friends, now we're not. Ron?
What's your thoughts on flooding sort of thing?
I'm looking straight at Cody. I know there's people in town who have bought flood insurance. I don't know. I don't know where your house sits. I don't know where the channels are. Months ago, we had the opportunity as a town council to adopt some flood-related ordinances. We did not do that because that would have changed. Remember this? That would have changed our building permit pieces. It would have significantly changed how you can manage your property. And the town council at the time said no. So that signaled something to FEMA. Depending on your insurer, you may or may not be able to get flood insurance because of that decision a year ago or 2 years ago. I do know people in town who have told me I bought insurance. And I've heard other insurance agents tell me you can't get it. So call your insurer and have that conversation. I'm not going to advise you it's a good idea or not. If your house gets flooded, you're going to wish you had it. That's the kind of advice my dad would give me.
And it will be 10 days before that is
implemented. I think depending on who insures you, there is a time lag. I've heard some people say 7, some 10, and some 15 to 30. Yeah. Yep. So depending on where you go,
it may not. The commissioner posted, though, yesterday that if you're affected by a wildfire, that there's laws in place that they can't have that 30-day wait.
I was told the
opposite. So,
I don't know.
So this is why I haven't said anything. There's so much out there. And so I haven't posted anything. I did hear some people tell me that because it's a wildfire, they can't push it out 30 days. But it's relatively new and not every agent may understand that. So if you're getting told no, maybe say, can I speak to your supervisor? I mean, that may be a potential, but I don't speak insurance. That's not my thing, and good luck, dude.
Hey. So, I quoted flood insurance all today.
All day.
Okay. People are calling left and right, and majority, Fillmore, Kanawha. I did check one for a lady here, and it reverted to a Fillmore address. So I'm not certain that, you know, maybe depending on the agency, the company, maybe it's different, but from what I know, if the town isn't signed up with FEMA, it might not.
Okay. If you're interested in it, please call your agent and have that conversation.
Yeah.
And you may want to ask to speak to a supervisor. And Cody just said, give him a call if you have questions. He would love to answer those questions at his office.
When you have your check.
Yeah. Good question. Are we good?
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that we adjourn.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming out, and God bless you.
Thank you.